Welcome to the show.
Thank you. You haven't ever told me the name of the show.
Oh yeah, I actually have. I actually never started with any of the. I didn't do a proper intro for any of the guests.
Do you plan to change the show name?
No, at some point? We are fixed. So welcome to my podcast. We'll restart it. Welcome to the Who Wants the Last Bite podcast by Henry Chung. And thank you for coming, Annie.
Thank you for having me. That's a bloody long show name.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. One, two, the who wants the last bite. Well, yeah, I guess five words, you know.
Okay. I guess it's trendy now, like having a sentence as a show name.
I don't know. Look, do I look like I know what I'm doing?
Very much so. You have like a few devices to set up.
Perfect. I asked ChatGPT about 50 times and I didn't like anything. And all the names are taken. So the weird thing about podcast name is they're all taken.
Oh, right. Like,
they are all taken. At least the obvious ones.
Wow. I didn't know that.
So I just played for ChatGPT for like 2 weeks and just give it prompts and tell it, okay, give me something that's like kind of food and Asian related. And,
you know, the Asian element, I see it. See in it is every single word. It's just very short.
Yeah,
it's pretty easy to understand.
Good for fobs.
It's good. Good show name.
No, but the show name comes from kind of a. It's just a kind of an idea that you know how when you go out to eat with your friends.
Oh yeah.
And especially Chinese food, and there's just that one last piece.
Oh yeah.
And then people just like
Yeah, and nobody have it.
Nobody wants it.
Nobody wants it, but also nobody. Oh, it's kind of like it feels like you're too greedy if you go for
it's
the.
It's just that weird tension where there's like, okay, well, clearly there's.
Yeah.
I feel like I am. I don't know if I'm like have any. I don't know if I have any ADHD or any kind of neural.
You're things, on time every time, so you're not ADHD.
With me.
Yeah.
But I feel like when I see that last piece, I can't handle it.
You cannot handle it.
I can't handle it. I'll just eat it. Because I find it so awkward.
Yeah.
For just a big group of people, everyone's like, okay, dude, I can't deal with it.
So the show name is Henry Wants Last Bite.
Yeah, every time. Because I've gone out with people enough times, with my friends enough times, that I know nobody cares about the last piece.
Yeah.
By the time you get to it.
Okay.
And it just sits there. And I've seen so many times people just like, oh, I don't want it.
Well, good for you. I normally
goes against my Chinese-ness.
Yeah, because when I was growing up, the sort of like a dinner table education, I always got my parents is you have to finish every single thing on the table. It's disrespectful if you waste any piece of rice. So when I go have food with friends, I'm always the one who arrange the last piece.
Just clean up.
Yeah, like, Henry, you have this last dumpling. Summer, you have this last egg.
Rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah, just like.
We play rock, paper, scissors at home.
Yeah.
You know, with my siblings and cousins. Yeah. And basically, which you probably don't know what it is.
Siblings. Oh, yeah.
You don't know what it is, right?
I'm from a third world country.
Cousins, maybe. You probably don't know siblings.
Does
Jordan like the beach?
He's
Samoan, of course. He likes the beach.
it's interesting because the last time he visited Samoa, which was also the very first time, it was like when he was 7 years old.
Okay.
So I don't see much of Samoan blood in him, but he likes he likes the beach, but also he's very very lazy. So
The beach is not exactly requires a lot of hard work.
But you gotta go swimming, right?
You don't have to. Like you said, you can just put on a life jacket and float.
I'm very curious. I mean, you might not be the best person to ask this question.
Hey, why is that? I like the beach.
No, like, what do local people do at the beach? And you?
Well, you can go sunbathing, get a tan, which you don't do.
Yeah.
You can go swimming, which you also don't do. Yeah. You can play with the sand. I highly doubt you do.
No. It's for kids, right?
Yeah. No. I mean, it's just a time to relax. I think you're missing the point. It's just a time to, you know, just relax and enjoy the sun and feel comfortable.
You could relax in a coffee shop.
You can relax anywhere, you know. Sometimes you just want to change it up.
Yeah. No, I think I prefer like mountain and wood, okay. like forest yeah. versus beach. How about you?
I don't know. A restaurant, I guess.
Food. Are you very like food oriented?
I think you most do... humans are food oriented.
But
if we don't eat, we die.
No, like, but I've seen people, or especially white people, they yeah. just eat for living.
Yeah.
Like not for.
Yeah,
for,
yeah, for I know what you mean. Joy. Like eating is it's a means to an end. Like they're eating because they need to, yeah, not because yeah, they
yeah.
want to.
Yeah.
No, I can't do that.
I can't do that. Yeah. I think it's a very Asian. Well, maybe not just Asian.
Is Jordan like that?
Oh, Jordan's like that. He no. Wait, hang on. No. He's he loves eating.
Okay.
But he doesn't have a very high standard. That's unfair. That's unfair for me to say that. Okay. He just he loves eating. He's not well. He's half Samoan, so he's not completely white.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. So what do you guys eat normally? What do you guys cook at home?
Oh, that's a really...
Who cooks?
Good question. And very embarrassing for us because we don't normally cook at home. We just eat heaps of takeaways.
Nice.
Delivery.
What's your go-to?
Probably Chinese.
Probably Chinese?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What kind? Chinese. Chinese, like... Sometimes people say Chinese food, and the Chinese food category is so big.
Yeah.
Even if I talk to my wife, and she's like, "Hey, let's eat Chinese," I'm like, "What Chinese food? There's yes. so many."
Yeah, I don't have a particular preference. I actually like all Chinese.
Okay.
Yeah, like from like North China, they are just. I think. Have you heard of the sort of like the category? It's called like. 8 big categories of Chinese food. No. Oh, you don't know that?
Yeah.
So basically, there's like a Cantonese Chinese,
at
one of them.
Number one.
Well, we'll discuss about the ranking later.
Sure.
And then it's like a Sichuan
number
style.
Number two, easily number two, yeah.
Do you eat spicy food?
Yeah, I fuck with spicy food.
How spicy are we talking about?
Probably not like Sichuan, but Hong Kong people like the, you know.
Oh no, I don't believe Hong Kong people. All your favorite
chili
dishes
isn't,
not
that's
spicy.
Not true. That's what? Not true. Like, like you know, a lot of the salt pepper, the food.
Salt pepper.
Like kind of like the Singaporean crab,
that kind of
stuff.
Oh, that's not even spicy.
Sure, I mean there's like chili in there, you know. But it's like, okay, look, we have enough food that we don't need to make chili our only food source.
Right.
You know,
right.
So.
Okay, so there's another, and then there's just like a Shanghai, Zhejiang, which is like the whole area is kind of like white, one type of food.
Yeah.
And then what are other 8? Shandong food is also one type.
Mid.
Do we have any listeners? Well, I doubt.
Yeah, there's 3 listeners.
I actually agree. Like, I'll probably put the Shandong food at like bottom. It's just not. It's not memorable, but I think, yeah, like you said, when people talk about Chinese food, they think of dumplings. Although, like, for me, I'm happily to eat Chinese food for every meal, but my husband is not.
Yeah.
So he's half white, half Samoan. So he's always like, after maybe 2 days in a row Chinese, he'll be like, oh, let's try some other food. Then I'm like, what? And he's always like suggesting Indian. Indian food is the only food that I don't enjoy eating.
Wow, really?
It's just too strong to me.
I see. Where are you from?
I'm from middle China, Henan. Well,
Henan it's pretty spicy, don't they?
No. Henan is not spicy. I love spicy food, but I guess when I say strong, I mean like a curry type of strong. Yeah. I just didn't grow up. I grew up eating chili hot food, but not like a curry food. So he's always suggesting curry, and I always say no, and then we kind of have to meet in the middle, which is Malaysian.
Okay.
So Southeast Asian food is always where we meet in the middle. Okay. If he's sick of Chinese.
Here's a crazy idea.
Yeah.
What if you guys just ordered different foods?
That's a good idea. I haven't ever thought about it, Ingrid.
You don't have to get the same shit.
No. My husband is pretty clingy. No, because I always suggest, like, when we go out for food, I would say, you drop me off at this restaurant, you go to the other one, and then you come back and pick me up after dinner. And
that's a bit weird. I mean, like, you take different foods and, you, like,
but then against time, because you have to drive to this one and then the next one.
Are there no places that is close enough where you can do both?
No good place.
Okay. That's the compromise.
That's a compromise. So we go to Vietnamese or like Malaysian as a compromise. So you, what about you? What's in your family?
What's in my family?
Yeah.
Mom and dad, my wife, a kid.
Oh, you live with your parents?
Right now I do.
Oh, that's cool. How long have you been living them with them?
A couple of months.
Oh, how's that going?
That's good. That's good. It's different when you're... Yeah. I think it's different when you have a kid.
All right.
Because, like, yes, it is, like, always in your face, you know? It's just, like, it's nonstop. It's 24/7.
Yeah.
It's nonstop. But the good parts are that, you know, like, they're there, my kid's playing with them, and he's having a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Our parents have a great time with him. He's having a great time with grandparents. We eat mom's Chinese food every single day.
Does your wife complain about that?
She just looks at me like, like, yes, the Korean who loves home-cooked Chinese food every day. Have you been to Samoa?
No, I haven't been. But it's just, we do want to. We probably visit Samoa at some point later this year. But we will visit Hong Kong very soon. We bought our flight tickets.
Yeah.
I got the lease you sent me. I've already added it to my map.
Hit them up and then let me know how they are. There's a few places that I really like. I think places in Hong Kong, you just have to try. Like, the weird thing about Hong Kong is there's so much good food there.
Yeah.
It's like a nice, very dense city.
Mm.
And people have been like running good restaurants for a long time.
Mm.
So they know what they're doing. Plus they get all the white people back when it was like before 97.
Right.
A lot of Indians live there as immigrants. A lot of Vietnamese and Thai people come as refugees.
Mm.
So the diversity in Hong Kong is super, super great.
That's awesome.
Like Kowloon City where I grew up, there was a lot of Vietnamese and Thai people living there.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's amazing.
But I think, like, you know, I've sent you the list, but you just have to try things that are iconically Hong Kong.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything else you can almost find anywhere.
Yeah.
If you live in China, you can probably find that okay.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, the cool little, like, the small little shop for wonton noodles.
Yeah.
And then some weird, like... You know, the little egg waffles?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The bubble waffles?
They're in New Auckland as well.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, but like, not legit.
But, like, really good ones. And sometimes you're like, man, I waited 30 minutes. This better be good. It's pretty good, but it's probably not going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
But you'll be like, this is pretty decent.
Yeah, I've been Hong Kong once. I only stayed there for like 2 days.
Yeah,
I think that's the impression I got, which is like every, you don't have to even worry about which restaurant you go. Like everywhere you go is pretty decent. Yeah. But like I will follow through the list that you sent me. So if any one of them is shit, I'm going to be like, oh, Hong Kong sucks.
Like, oh, they change owners. Not my fault.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, that's very interesting because every other city you go, there will be like you know, very super local food you must try. But Auckland doesn't have that. New Zealand overall doesn't have that.
Funny that you ask, because we have a lot of like non-New Zealanders that I can bring to the show. Mm. It's like, well, do we get them to try some New Zealand food specifically? I'm like, what the fuck is New Zealand food?
Nothing.
So I try to look. to look it up, and it's like, man, like, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, anyone, but New Zealand, like, iconic food besides pie, because everyone knows already. It's, have you had fairy bread?
No. Oh, is that like a shortbread but with the
Just all New Zealand like kid, what do you call them, kids food, nostalgic food, has something to do with bread. Tip top white bread.
Oh yeah,
it's tip top white bread.
yeah,
or whatever shitty bed you can find, some butter spread, and then ice cream sprinkles.
Ew. It's like a dessert.
Yeah, yeah, but that's what the kids
eat. That's not food. It's a dessert.
But that's pretty much New Zealand. And then when I was here studying, we ate a bunch of grilled sandwiches with everything. So, canned spaghetti.
Oh, I've had that once.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
But kids love them. SpaghettiO.
Yeah.
Do you know Mee Goreng?
I know Mee Goreng.
Mee Goreng noodles?
Yeah.
Sandwich.
It doesn't sound healthy at all. It's just like starch.
Yeah. I mean, I was like 15 years old, so, you know, like eating carbs was the least of our problem.
Yeah.
What else? We would put microwave pizza.
Oh.
Sandwich.
Ow.
Oh, chips.
Oh, yeah.
Chip sandwich. That actually I do enjoy. I actually do like a good salt and vinegar chip sandwich.
There's a reason why it's not popular across the world.
I think it should be. I think it's actually really fun. It's a very good way to get some like crunchy stuff into a sandwich. You know, of all the things that I think white people food is better, I think than Chinese, I think sandwich is by far, I think, one of the best white people food. If I have to generalize all white people together, like all the Europeans.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what else, Russians, who else is white? Americans. Americans are different, but.
Are saying something pretty offensive.
I'm speaking my truth, okay? You know, like.
Yeah.
I think sandwiches is by far my favorite white people food.
You by sandwiches, do you mean like general sandwiches, whatever inside?
Yeah, yeah, pretty general.
But like,
Chinese don't have good sandwiches.
No. Think about it. It's basically two pieces of sort of like pad, and then with the stuffing inside.
Yeah,
and it's a 肉夹馍.
Yeah,
it's like a xi'an. This.
No, I understand the sandwich concept is very old. Everyone has some sort of there's guabao.
Yeah, yeah. Burger is a sandwich.
There is zua bing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
which is the rolled pancake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, they don't have. I've had it all, man.
Okay.
And I don't think they have the same level of like texture and layering done right, like a good sandwich. A good sandwich will send you home, and you would feel good and go right to sleep.
Ah.
A good sandwich is like a vacation right there.
Yeah. It's probably pretty nostalgia for you as well. Because you had it when you were high school.
I mean, everyone's had sandwiches. But I think even into adulthood, like when we go out to lunch, when I was working, I would always go for sandwiches.
You are one of those people. Have sandwiches for lunch.
No, but they're good sandwiches. They're like a BLT. Like a bacon lens. I didn't just whip out a little box of a peanut butter and jam. I think that's pretty gross.
I
didn't just have some bologna and ham sandwich from home. Like I would go out and buy.
Oh yeah.
Buy like a soup and a sandwich. It's very old people like, but
yeah. Oh no, I love that. I actually when I go to work, like during lunchtime, I also go out to get like a sandwich sometimes, like they're good ones with that good bread, like good stuffing, and make the flavor is pretty balanced. I love that, but it's not New Zealand food, right? It's probably hugely inspired by those good
sandwiches. I don't think New Zealand is have really quite like what else is New Zealand food? Pavlova, that's Russian, that's not even New Zealand.
Like in the past 5 years, I haven't seen one Kiwi person eat pavlova.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you gotta try it now.
Yeah, I've tried once like 9 years
ago. It's a Russian food.
Okay.
It's just popularized
here.
Yeah. What else? Pies, that's British, really. New Zealand is so young as a country. I don't think we've come up, like, maybe besides, like, Maori food. Then I also try to look up what is Maori food.
Yeah.
There's, like, a few things, and I don't know how to bring them to the show. It's, like, a potato bread.
Yeah.
I forgot what it's called.
Oh, that sounds good.
There's something called boil up.
Boiler.
Boil up. Boiled up.
Boiled up.
Yeah, it's like a hot pot, but way less fun.
Okay.
It's like a hot pot without any of the fun stuff.
That sounds judgmental.
No. No dipping sauce on the side. No chili oil. No sa cha. You know, no soy sauce, no garlic. But I've seen them at like night markets. I actually got one.
Oh, I really loved raw fish. That's Samoan food I really like.
Kind of like poke with the coconut milk, isn't it?
Yeah. Like with some coconut milk and with the like cucumber, like chopped cucumber, and sometimes I guess capsicum.
Okay.
Or maybe it's just Jordan's Samoan family do it that way. But it's really delicious.
It's a regional Samoan food.
Yeah, it's very delicious. And also I noticed something, like when I went to his like family gathering, and his like Samoan side, I found out that what they eat, like if they like really carefully, like thoughtfully prepare, what it is kind of healthy in a way, like the traditional food, like they eat mussels, they eat heaps of like raw fish and fish, and then they eat taro. It's just like if you remove all the sort of like a modern Western layer on top of it, which is like barbecue pork. If you remove that part, what they eat is very healthy.
How did it get so big?
Cut that off. There's just like all the Western food they brought.
I don't mean big as in like fat. As in like, they're, but like Samoans are huge.
I think because I really like Moana, right? Mm. Like because there were I was reading news one time saying that the Polynesian people, they were complaining that how the movie Moana made the god character, like the big strong god, Maui, really big and fat. Like he's strong for sure, but he's also kind of like very fat, big, strong, fat.
Sure, I mean, that's to me, that's peak like physique, man.
But like I think the point is what they were complaining is before they were influenced, like we'll take Samoa as an example. Before they were influenced by like Western culture, they were mostly just strong and like muscling.
Yeah.
They were not fat. Before they were kind of influenced by all the, I don't know, like the fast food. The
Chinese food.
That's possible. Do you know that Samoa is pretty, quite influenced by Chinese food as well? Because they were like some early migrants to Samoa.
There's early Chinese migrants to everywhere. Pick a place on earth that don't have hella Chinese migrants.
Russia.
Dude, are you kidding me? We're neighbors.
It's not livable.
There are Russian speaking Chinese looking people in Russia.
What? Yeah. Oh yeah, but they're like still Russian people. They're not like,
I think if they were like born in the region, maybe, but they're just, I think
Chinese.
I think their bloodline is Chinese.
You think?
Yeah. Although, dude, you know what sounds super interesting? That's actually kind of a fun idea. Yeah. So I've been watching this Korean documentary about jjajangmyeon.
Oh, yeah.
You know what jjajangmyeon is?
Oh, I know.
Jjajangmyeon.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for explaining this to me.
I know. This is my conversation with my Korean wife every night. Yeah. She's talking about what food comes from China. But yeah. I was watching it, and also how they can stretch one dish into three-part series, amazing. I know everything about Korean jjajangmyeon at this point. But it's amazing to see that there are these Chinese foods that are early, like, influence other parts of the world.
Mm.
And now it's like a whole entire genre of Chinese food that has, like, some similarity of Chinese food, but it's completely different. Koreans are like that. I must say, though, Korean Chinese food is dog shit.
Korean Chinese food.
And that's just my honest opinion.
Did you visit your family?
No, not visit. I've just tried a lot of different Korean Chinese food. I am sure that if I go to Korea and try some Chinese food there, I'll be like, wow, this is not very tasty, you know, at a high level.
That's kind of funny. Like, you are Chinese, your wife is half Korean and half American, and you both had a lot of Korean Chinese food. That I don't get the logic.
No. I mean, like, she loves. So there's a few dishes in Korean Chinese that is popular, and it's like literally just a few. Like Mapo tofu somehow has it's everywhere. So
really?
Mapo tofu. Yeah, in Japan and
Japan, Korea. I know.
Yeah. It's just that one Chinese dish that made it everywhere.
Mm.
The other one is sweet sour chicken.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like they eat this during for celebration. Like birthdays. It's jjajangmyeon and tangsuyuk, which is sweet and sour chicken or sweet and sour pork.
Yeah. Sure.
I was like, I don't know why they made it a celebration thing. So graduation, birthdays, Chinese food. And there are restaurants, big restaurants. Oh, and then there's like another, and then there's like another soup noodle kind of thing, that I haven't tried yet. So I said, you know, it looks decent. It's like a seafood soup with some chilies in it. I don't know how it's done. I like some Korean food. I just don't like any of the Korean Chinese I've had. Same thing with India.
Yeah.
So Indo-Chinese is very big. It's like, have you heard of like a chicken 65?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on. Indo-Chinese, you say very big in India or?
Yeah. It's like,
I didn't know that.
It's popular.
Oh.
And I've had the street food version when I was in India for a bit. And the lines are going out crazy. Mm. So many people. And it's basically like a deep fried meat, like a chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And then they would toss it with all the Indian spices.
That sounds...
It sounds kind of fun. Yeah, not good. Bad. I think it's all right. Okay. I don't think I've had really good ones.
Yeah.
And I was in India and all my coworkers were trying to convince me. He's like, hey, have you tried the Chinese food here? I was like, dude, I'm from China. He's like, no. This is the best Chinese food you ever eat. I was like, yo, I'm from China. I've eaten in China at good restaurants. Like, no, trust me. This is the best Chinese food you eat.
So they're very confident. Yeah. So do you reckon that's the best Chinese food you've had?
Get the fuck out of here.
But was it at least good?
It was fun. Like, it tastes more like a street food.
Oh.
I'm not sure if you will want a whole meal of Indian Chinese food. Because I feel like the flavor would be too similar.
Oh. Do you like fusion food?
Oh, I think
like Asian fusion.
I've rarely had good ones. I think they're too stupid.
Yeah.
Too lazy.
Too lazy.
They're too lazy because I don't know if this is fusion. We went through a period in Hong Kong. There's Thai style everything.
Yeah.
And I just remember that they would just put that Thai chili sauce on the side.
Yeah.
And restaurants would call it like Thai style.
Oh.
They're like Thai-style chicken skewers, and it tastes nothing like Thai. And it's just chicken skewers, the same chicken skewers on the menu, but with the Thai chili. I was like, hey, have the same thing at home.
Well, there's one bad restaurant in Hong Kong. Yeah. Send me the name.
I've had other fusion where they just try to take like an element.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Chinese, they would like tacos, they would make like a...
Oh, yeah.
Like a pork belly... Like a
like donburo.
Yeah, like a donburo taco.
Yeah.
White people put everything in guabao and call it fusion.
Oh.
Bao buns.
Man, I hate Chinese fusion. Every time when anyone send me a Chinese fusion restaurant, I'd be like, you know, throw this away immediately. I hate Chinese fusion. I think I grew up eating Chinese food. Like I think I have a very strict understanding of what is Chinese food, so I cannot do Chinese fusion. But I'm pretty double standard. I can do like Italian fusion, for example. I tried a Korean Italian fusion restaurant in Newmarket. It's pretty good. Mm. I can't remember the name, but it's pretty good. But your wife might think, it's dog shit.
You're like,
I'm double standard.
You're thinking of like, you're thinking like an old racist white guy. You're like, I like to keep Chinese food pure.
Yeah.
We need to make Chinese food great again.
Pure.
You're like, look, you guys, Italians, Mexicans, you can do whatever you want. Yeah. You know, I don't care. Just don't come to China.
Don't contaminate my dumplings with cheese.
Just leave Chinese food alone.
Oh, speaking of which, I saw it on social the other day that someone in Japan, they found a new type of xiaolongbao.
New type of xiaolongbao?
No, not new type.
Like chocolate?
It's a chocolate xiaolongbao. I was like, this is evil. This is pure evil.
Oh, that's so good.
Who does that? Who does that? I need to find another restaurant. Give it a 1-star.
That hurts a little bit. That hurts a little
bit. Seriously, you feel like you feel ew when you think of the concept.
Okay, so fusion. There is a fusion that was very memorable. There was this place called Kraken Kanji, and they closed down, thank God.
Thank God.
are they closed? I don't know.
Yeah.
Back in the States, called Kraken Kanji.
Uh-huh.
So the first opening line for the place is called, "This is not your grandmother's kanji."
Oh my God.
I love that kanji. It's my childhood favorite food. I eat it still this morning.
Yeah.
I eat it all the time. I don't care what temperature it is outside. That's one of my favorite foods.
Yeah, yeah.
Kristen doesn't get it. She's like, "You're fucking crazy. This is rice water."
No, kanji is probably like...
It soothes the soul.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love kanji.
Anyway, I love the kanji. And there's this place that serves fusion kanji. I'm like, man, what are you guys doing? They have like French food on there. They have like... duck confit, which is like duck cooking butter, and they put an orange sauce on it, and then they plop that shit on a bowl of kanji. I tried to like it. I went in, ordered, ate it, and it was just like the kanji was almost too thick. Like risotto.
Yeah, but not
as thick, but I could see risotto. In the kanji. I was like, man, what are you doing? And as soon as you start eating, the sauce and the duck started mixing into the kanji, and the whole thing just becomes like this way too salty.
Because
like kanji is only good because it's kind of mild and you can eat a lot of it. But if the whole thing is salty, it becomes too much.
Yeah,
you know, like I don't want a burger porridge.
Yeah.
I want to eat a burger where there's bun, there's meat, there's lettuce. I don't want to blend the whole thing up and then, you know, eat it with a spoon.
Oh, I can't cook.
Yeah.
This energy is really getting down. Like,
it hurts me.
Have you tried the congee hot pot, though?
Yeah, I heard about it. I think it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I thought I would hate it, but I tried it. Yeah. I actually like it.
Because you're not cooking it in the congee. You're steaming it, no?
No, you still cook it, but the congee is very watery. Yeah. So it still feels like soup. So
I've seen one where they have a steaming pot.
Oh.
And then you just put it on top, and you close it, and all the steamed liquid, like the essence, drips back down into the congee.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, that sounds pretty damn good.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if you cook like seafood.
Yeah, seafood congee. Yeah. Oh.
So this is part of the show where we kind of bring out some snacks.
Yeah.
So for you, you're Chinese, hardcore Chinese, I figured I would bring something that you probably don't know too much about.
Okay.
So today, I got you some Mexican snacks.
Wow.
Are you by chance a Mexican expert?
Not at all. Okay. I mean, I actually like Mexican food. Okay. I think there are...
Give me three Mexican food right now.
Oh. Doritos. No.
Doritos? That's American. No. That's not Mexican.
No. Hold on. I'm joking. Okay.
You're not joking.
Tacos.
Okay.
I'm just trying to memorize the one Mexican restaurant we went together. What else? Tacos are really delicious.
Okay, taco.
I know the chorizos. Are they Mexican? No, they're Spanish.
You are confusing yourself with so many different things.
Surely there's a thing. Everything from Taco Bell. I've tried everything from Taco
Bell. Chorizos. That's Spanish.
Spanish, the dessert, right? Oh, it's not.
No, that's churros.
Churros. Chorizo. Churros is a sausage.
Chorizo, yeah.
Chorizo.
Yeah. Not churros. Chorizo could be a new food, though. Chorizo. Like a fried sausage that's covered in sprinkled sugar.
Fairy.
Fusion food right there.
No. I think I like Mexican food. They are
okay.
I think they're in a way similar to Asian. Not similar, but like you kind of like feel the. I don't know the.
I mean, they got a lot of the spices, so they use similar spices.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cumin, they use a lot of cumin.
Cumin.
But they have the interesting thing about Mexican food is they use a lot of Italian herbs as well.
Oh right. So like
oregano.
You know so much about food.
We cook a lot of Mexican.
Oh. Okay, I'm excited to try some.
Let's try some stuff. So first, we're going to bring you with some pretty iconic food. It's called Takis. So this is Takis right here.
Wow.
Yeah, so Takis, even Billie Eilish loves Takis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you urgently search for some fun facts?
No, I just saw it on a video.
Okay. So. About 12 pieces for 150 calories.
Hey, you know, stop reading the calories, man.
I have had this habit because I was pretty, it's kind of sad. I was pretty chubby. Well, I mean, I was like this, but by Asian standard, it's chubby. So I got this habit, like I look at the calories of every single food.
What about by Samoan standard?
Oh, I'm skinny. I'm XS.
Damn, girl. Man, you need to eat some more food.
Let's have some more snacks.
All right. So we're going. Yeah, so this is the blue heat flavor.
Oh, this is very very brave choice. Do you know a fun fact that blue is I saw some research that this is a color that a human finds least like appetizing.
That's because I think I don't know.
It's like poisoning.
I'm making shit up right now, but there's very little blue natural color foods in the world.
Yeah.
Anyway, cheers.
Cheers. Taste the blue. I like it.
It's so sour.
It is sour.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. It's probably not my everyday snack choice, but yeah. It's not bad.
It kind of tastes like it kind of tastes like a fruity salt and vinegar chips.
I do like the density of it. Sometimes you eat chips, so you feel like it's too thin.
It's a rolled up tortilla. It's a rolled up Dorito.
A rolled up Dorito.
Uh-huh.
It's just pretty good. Mm-hmm. I like the sour flavor of it. It says extreme on the package.
Extremely whack.
Mild.
Extremely mild.
I was going to say extremely mild.
Sure. So out of 10, where do you give this bag?
I would say like 6.
Six.
I would recommend people to have a try.
Sure.
And I wouldn't mind eating it once in a while. What is this one?
Okay. So, this is... How do you say this?
Jarritos. Jarritos.
So, this is Jarritos.
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 I don't know if I'm saying it right. But Jarritos is a very... It's a Mexican soda. It's quite popular. It's everywhere in the States. You find that in Mexican restaurants everywhere.
Oh.
So I figured.
Is there any way of like fermenting it that makes it different? Why is it like special soda?
It's made by Mexicans. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, we'll find out.
It's like Coke. I don't know why Coke is good. Okay. Like, is Coke better than Pepsi?
Oh, so they're like a specific flavor. But is it?
Yeah, this is this is guava flavor. I figured you like guava. You like guava?
Yeah, I can have. Guava is good. It's not bad.
Okay. All right. Cheers.
Cheers. Sorry. I just cannot help but seeing the calories of it.
It's right here.
This bottle has 35 grams of sugar. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. You're being a real Chinese woman right now.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Real cheers.
It's pretty yummy.
It's better than Coke.
I think it's better than Coke.
It's better.
Coke is kind of shitty. It's too sweet.
Yeah, agree. That's a really good point. This is like, I think Asian people will love this level of sweetness.
Is this less sugar than...
No, it's just bottle 35 grams.
Oh, it's a little bit less. So I know this by heart because I actually drink quite a bit of Coke. 13 grams per 100 mil. And this is 10. And you... And you know the little box lemon tea, like the chrysanthemum tea? That from, you know what I'm talking about? The Chinese, like Juhua Ta.
Yeah,
those are 6 grams.
6 grams per 100 ml.
Yeah. So it's half as sweet as Coke, and this is just a bit less. It's pretty
really
yummy.
It's yummy. It's refreshing. Yeah. You can taste the... I just don't know which...
It's probably zero guava.
I'm just curious about the flavor. Like, which portion of it is like Jarritos? Which portion of it is guava? You know what I mean?
I don't think it works like this.
Like, for example, when you drink a Coke...
Yeah.
When you drink a lime flavor Coke, you can kind of tell like maybe 60% of it still tastes like Coke, but like with 40% lime flavor.
Oh, I see. I don't think it works. I don't think Jarritos has a classic flavor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then why is that?
It's just a brand. Jarrito. It's like it's like Vitasoy Vita. Or Kang Sifu.
Yeah.
It's like there's
Okay, that makes more sense now. Okay.
So what do you think?
I think out of 10. I will give it an 8.
Oh, that's a pretty high score. 8 out of 10. That's it.
How do you rate it?
For me, I think that's a solid 6 or 7, which is decent.
Ooh.
But I wouldn't go out of my way to buy one. But if I was smashing down some tacos, some nachos, I'd be like, I need something to go with this, and it's like hot. I just need some sugary stuff, then I wouldn't mind. All right, we have a couple more snacks, so you want to bust through those?
Yep.
Here we have some chili lime nuts. This is made, actually I got American flag on the back. So it's made by Americans, but you know tagine?
Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
It's a pretty popular seasoning. Put it on tagine. Everything. Mangoes, chips, meat.
Sorry. Somehow I thought it was a cajun, but no,
not cajun. Cajun. Also, not Mexican.
Okay, tagine.
Open it up. You know what these remind me of? You know the Chinese peanuts with the fish?
These are good.
Those are pretty fun. Those are good.
But I think for people who don't eat fish like that, at least Jordan is very scared of the fish in that like tiny shape. Oh, those ones, I think I've had one of them made in New Zealand.
Yeah. These look pretty good.
Do you like eat them all together or separately?
I don't, like pop them all?
No.
No? Oh, these are pretty good.
Why is everything has to be sour? I mean, sour and spicy. I didn't know that sour is a flavor.
That's literally like the Mexican, well, I can't say it's all Mexican flavor, but it's quite common. Like limes and chilies. It's two things that grows in Mexico.
But like, for and example, tacos or you don't have a strong sour flavor.
Well, good thing that Ed Rivera was here 3 weeks ago and he was telling me about this. Mexican food is actually not spicy or sour naturally. It's because a lot of the Mexican food isn't. Because it's like meat cooked with onions, you know, some spices and whatnot. But how they make it spicy and sour is the salsa. It's the lime. It's the toppings. The salsa is spicy. And then I think they just found like a seasoning mix and they just started putting it on everything.
Where did you find this? It's nice.
Martha's Backyard. It's an American specialty store.
American specialty.
I think they do a lot of Mexican stuff too.
Yeah. It says mild. Yeah, it tastes pretty mild.
It's more sour than spicy.
This is pretty good. You can this is what's inside. It's corn.
How many calories are we talking about?
Don't remind me that. They're pretty good.
What do you rate them?
7.
Oh, okay.
I think it's better than this. This one.
I think if I was drinking beer, I would have this way over this.
Do you prefer salty snacks, savory?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Chinese people overall prefer savory snacks.
Chinese sweet stuff sucks.
Hey! Some...
You know what is popular with Chinese sweet snack at the farmer's market right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Egglu.
Fucking tanghulu.
What is tanghulu?
Bing tanghulu.
Oh, bing tanghulu. Oh.
It's so
gross. Like bing tanghulu.
Bing tanghulu is the one food that everyone agrees is when they... The real bing tanghulu. Like, right now, they change it up. They put strawberries and they cover it in sugar. I was like, okay, that doesn't sound too bad, but I still wouldn't do it.
Mm.
But bing tanghulu is one snack that every kid saw, but like, wow, that looks really good. You know, like these tiny, tiny little red things covered in sugar. And you just look at it, you're like, wow, that looks absolutely, it looks like a lollipop. And then you bite it and you're like, this is garbage. It's like chalky. It's like a fruit. But it's not a fruit, but it doesn't taste sweet. It's just mushy.
It's very sour.
I don't know. I just hate it. I think everyone...
Like it. It's overrated.
Yeah.
I agree.
But you see it in cartoons and movies everywhere. All TV shows, all like the ancient TV shows always have them eating the fucking bing tanghulu.
But they're too lazy. Yeah. But I agree that China... Because I think we know our dietary isn't relying on all the milk and the relevant products. Yeah.
We're not like the Japanese. They're fully adopted the white people diet. What? Yeah. Japanese sweet stuff is pretty damn good.
Mm. Oh, Japanese food, I think, in my reading, like if we put all the like cuisines, obviously I'm super biased because I grew up eating Chinese, but if we put Chinese aside... I think objectively, I think Japanese is the best. They just treat food really...
They do.
In a good attitude.
They put a lot of effort into making... Yeah. Like, even though that the food is simple...
Yeah, it just tastes good.
It, like, they're really good at extracting an idea and then simplifying it. And then putting, like, a spin, like a Japanese spin on it.
Mm.
Like a cheesecake. Mm. They make it less dense.
Yep.
They make it less sweet. And then they put some matcha on it. It's so good. Cakes, same thing with cakes. Like, American cakes are way too sweet. So they make them fluffier. They put the cream that is not sweet.
Yeah.
So now it's just like a mildly sweet cake with some very fluffy cream on top. And they stick some fruit on there. And then you're like...
So good. This is the highest compliment that Asian people can give.
Not so sweet.
Not so sweet.
I find myself doing that. But, yeah.
Not so sweet.
All right, we have one last thing.
Right,
want to try that?
Bring it on.
Of course, we always end, you know, our food selection with something sweet. So these are called enchilocas.
Are you sure it's called enchilocas?
It's called enchilocas. This is enchilocas. A chili mango, very popular.
Chili mango. Sure, it's a sweet.
Yeah, it's a, yeah, well... It's a candy.
Let's try it. I'm curious. It doesn't look super positive. Does it have do you eat them or do you lick them? How does it work?
I've never had them before.
Okay, let's try it. Okay. I gently licked it and I already knew I don't like it. So weird. Okay, I'm gonna give it my full respect. I have it. Oh,
it gets better. It gets better.
It feels like a punishment session.
It started out pretty shitty, and it got better.
You're being too polite. It started pretty shitty. And it stayed shitty for the past 20 seconds.
I have no idea if these are like good brands or not, but I've seen chili mango everywhere.
I think I just don't like the chili surface. Like if you remove the chili surface, if you just make it Yeah, I think if it's just the mango inside thing, I would like it. That's why I think when you say like it's getting better, it's probably... The surface is like sour.
The
gone.
Chili is, yeah, you're finished. Okay, I'm gonna give this a solid 2 out of 10.
You were acting as if you were enjoying the later half.
What do you mean? Where does it sit with you?
It's not for me, but I imagine some people wouldn't want to try.
Sure.
So I gave it a 4.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, 4.
Let me have some of these yummy ones to cover this taste.
Who would you recommend this to? Who do you hate the most?
Actually, no one.
Would you recommend this to Jordan?
No. Okay. I know he wouldn't like it. He's still pretty white, you know?
Yeah.
Who would you recommend it to?
Maybe like kids who I don't like.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, hey, you want some candy?
Oh, yeah. Like, if some kids are visiting your house, yeah. So you'd be like, hey, have some.
Actually, yeah. You know, if I have like kids' birthday party, I was like, hey, okay, what about this, though? So we haven't done the score for this peanuts.
7.
No.
I'll give them 7. How about you?
I think I'll give them I don't love peanut snacks, so this is a personal score.
Mm.
But if I got these like at a bar with a beer, that's pretty good. So I'll give them like a 5.
Mm.
I'll eat them. If I see it, I'll eat it.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would ever go seek this. I wouldn't like go look for it.
Okay. So I think it sounds like we both agree that we like this drink.
Drink's pretty good.
Drink is pretty good. The peanuts are okay.
Peanuts are okay, yeah.
And this blue heat takis is edible.
Yeah.
And this one with the radish bin.
Yeah. I'll save it for the bad children.
Yeah, I mean, surely there are some people, they grew up eating this and still love it.
It's just like Bing Tang Hulu.
Yeah, this is insane. Just how people made.
Have you gone back and eat the little like things that you like as a kid and you in your head and you thought it's good and and they suck?
Yeah, I do. Have you had that experience as well?
Yeah, I remember eating a lot of snacks like this.
Mm.
But I after having tried a few things, I learned to lower my expectations. So I was like, okay, I'm eating this because I am familiar with the flavor, not because I think it's good. It was like, there was a little corner store that sold little bags of chips and snacks and whatever. And if I have like $5, I could get this or I can get 2 of these. And those are my options.
Mm.
So,
yeah,
I just needed something.
Yeah, they do taste different from memory.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, there was the only time. It was the only time that I stole money from my parents. Have you ever stole money from me?
Yeah.
The only time I stole money from my parents was when I was like around 10. Yeah. I was like craving.
I thought you were going to say like 25.
25, yeah. I stole like, the entire house. Like I was craving for like snacks in, you know, like outside your school, there would be like a few like snacks shops, like booth.
Sure.
And then you just like all the rich kids going there with their like, very precious $10.
Precious $10.
Buy everything.
Wow, you must be really poor.
No, but like we were okay, but my mom didn't allow me to eat. They were pretty strict to me.
Yeah.
So they didn't allow me to eat snacks because they were saying, it's all junk food, they're not good, which they're right.
They're missing the point.
But they're also right. But I remember one morning I stole $10 and then, not $10, 10 yuan, which is like 2 New Zealand dollars.
Hey, back then it was $10 US. Yeah. It's worth that much.
Yeah, I went to the booth and I got like heaps of things. And my mom didn't give me shit for stealing it because she couldn't stop laughing when she saw me. Because with 10 yuan, you could get a lot. So I was like literally handing in my neck like 2 snacks there and then holding those there. I got like 10 snacks going walking back home. I got all my favorite treats. It was like the best day in that year. But then after I grew up, one day I went back to the school booth, which magically was still open. Probably different owner. I bought like a few snacks. They taste rubbish.
I know. Yeah. It's like they never changed.
Yeah, money is only good when you needed it at the age.
It's a psychology thing, which food just tastes better when you're not supposed to have it.
Yeah.
Cool. I think we're going to wrap it up here. So before we go, where can people find you?
Instagram and TikTok. Oh, hold on. TikTok is banned right now in the US.
Sure.
So people can find me on Instagram, Anygo Comedy. Oh, yeah. Red Note.
Yeah, white people are going to Red Notes now.
Oh, speaking of which, like today I found that Red Note is the highest downloaded app in New Zealand. Yeah. I was like, what are you guys doing? Yeah. Stay out of my zone. you can find me on Instagram, Anygo Comedy, or Red Note, Guanyi de Tuokou Xiu Riji.
Okay, so whatever
you surely they understand. Yeah.
I'll just type it up. When are you performing next?
That's a great question. I need to check my calendar, but
what's a big show that you have coming up?
I've got a solo show. It'll be my debut show for the New Zealand Comedy Festival, and it'll be 18th, 19th, and 22nd of May. So it's a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Okay. Come and see my show. That'll be my debut show. Basically, all my best jokes in the last 2 years will be on the show. So
put those up.
Yep. Yeah.
Cool. Come see. All right. Well, this has been great. Thank you for coming. This is awesome.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, I've been enjoying. I enjoy this conversation on a snack. Yeah. Well, one snack.